Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley on this Monday, Thursday night. We're very happy to have you here tonight. It's a pleasure to have Reverend Tom Clifton back here with us. And those who've probably been around for a while have known Tom. And you're going to see a lot more Tom over the summertime while Kristen is doing an internship with the Veterans Hospital. So we'll be seeing a lot more of Tom. We appreciate you being here today. And I don't think there's any other announcements from anyone else. I don't think so. So I will now turn it over to Tom to start the service.
Dear friends, on this special night, let us call one another to worship God. Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." On this night, Christ took a towel and washed the disciples' feet.
On this night, Christ broke bread for his disciples, telling them to eat.
On this night, Christ poured out wine, telling them to drink of the cup of new life.
On this night, Christ gave his whole self, that we too might follow and find abundant life.
And if you're able, please stand and let us all join in voice and heart in our opening hymn number 213 and singing verses 1, 2, and 4. Because we are broken and need forgiveness and new life, we join in one voice to confess our sins. We pray together. Merciful God, we offer you our lives, full as they are of shadow and light, of kindness and apathy, of hope and despair. Take what is broken and mend it. Take what is wrong and right it. Take what is destructive and disable it. Take what is useless and make it useful. Heal our sin, we pray. Amen. Friends, believe the good news.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Let's try that again. Friends, believe the good news. Amen.
Is now and ever.
the church universal and around the world, we affirm our faith together by saying, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. By giving a sign, a smile, a greeting, turn to your neighbor and do so.
Oh,
a mighty choir. Thank you. You're wonderful sharing. We're going to gather in prayer now, and there will be a moment of silence that I'll invite you to enter into. And I know that you probably have something you need to say to God tonight. You have someone to pray for. You have someone to remember. You have your own needs to bring before God. But in addition to all of that, Sandy tonight, she would like us to remember Bonnie, a very close friend at Shaler Oaks in hospice. And so she is ready to meet her Lord, and may our prayers for her be that her journey is sweet and peaceful. And then also for Bonnie, a close friend who lives at Shaler Oaks, had major heart surgery. So prayers for her that she will recover fully and be among her family and friends again soon. So please remember these two, as well as the other people that are on your heart tonight, as we join together in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, you always hear us. Your ear is never deaf to our voice. And your heart is ever attentive to the cries and needs of your people. And so once again on this special night, we call on your name and we lift our hearts in prayer. We pray for the church around the world that bears Christ's name, a world in conflict and in great need. And so may your strength upon your church and your people fall in power this night upon each person and each congregation. We pray for the leaders of the nations and all persons in position of authority, that their thoughts and their decisions may be marked by Christ-like service. May the way of peace and service be made available and be alive in their thinking, because you have blessed their minds and hearts. We pray for all who are oppressed by hatred or imprisonment. We pray for all of those who are captive to addiction and to other difficulties. Bless those who struggle in this way and deliver them, we pray. We pray for all of those near and far who are hungry and thirsty and homeless tonight. So much pain, so much hurt. Bless them and strengthen each one who yearns for life that they cannot find at this moment. Be their strength and their stay. We pray for those who are dealing with loss or facing death, that the presence of Christ may bless and keep them. And in this silence, we pray for those who've been mentioned for us and others on our hearts. O God, answer us this night in the light of every need that we bring, so that we may lift the cup of salvation in the presence of your people, giving thanks for all of your goodness to us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who taught disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power
and the glory
forever. Amen. Once again, we rise, if able, to join voices in song. Please be seated, and we join together in offering our gifts to God. As stewards of your grace, bless now these gifts and the giving hearts that give, that we may join with all of your people everywhere in giving blessing to this world in Christ's name. Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. Tonight's scripture reading is from John 13, verses 1 through 7 and 31 through 35. Hear the word of God. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Oh God, we gather at your table and before your word to find our life again in Christ. May he be present as the word is preached and as the table is shared, that our lives might be made new again in him. For we pray in his name. Amen. Tonight is a special night for the church around the world. It's a time when we gather more than just a pause. It's a full stop. We stop. We stop our lives here. Not so that we can hurry back and, you know, get involved again and all that stuff that means our life. Our lives are so complicated and they're so busy. They're, you know, a fence to paint and something to get repaired and a doctor's visits and a birthday party to plan and grandma to remember at her birth. All this stuff, we're just so busy. And tonight we come to the table on this special night. We stop our lives for a moment, and at this table, on this night, we ask ourselves, why am I here? What is the purpose of my life? Why is it that God has given me breath and life for this moment and time? And what am I supposed to do with this treasure, this life that God has given me to live for this season and time? We gather and we stop and we gather around a special word, a special scripture. It's that scripture that comes to us in John's Gospel when Jesus gathers his friends and he says to them, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, it's not new in the sense that we're supposed to love. That's old, isn't it? Go back to the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament. Go back to Moses. That's a long time before this night. And we find there that Moses in Leviticus says to the people, this rabble, you know, that these slaves that have come out of Egypt, that this rabble that God is going to now take and make a mighty nation, how's God going to do that? How's God going to make these people special? How is God going to take this group of people, this rabble, and form them into a nation that's going to bless the world. How's God going to do that? And so Moses says, love your neighbor as yourself. That's how we're going to do that. And so the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves, that's old. But the scripture says that Jesus on this night gives a new commandment. It's because it's from Jesus, because it's so rich and so powerful. It's new. Love one another as I have loved you. That much? Oh, really now? We are going to love one another that much? How's it even possible? How is it even conceivable that in our narcissism and in our selfishness and in all of our problems and our struggles, how's it even possible that we could love that much one another? Well, there's this thing called the harmony of goodness. I like that term. It's kind of a new term that I discovered this week. I like it. It's got a great sound to it. Harmony of goodness. And the harmony of goodness works this way. That before we are called to love, before the mandate, commandment, you get the connection there? Commandment. It's that connection. Before we are called to love like that, we first are loved. And so Jesus says, or it says of Jesus, John says, that Jesus, having loved his own, his disciples, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The harmony of goodness strikes its first note with this love song, the note of this love song that God has for us and has for the world. Jesus loved them to the end. God has already surrendered to us in love. God has already done that. So Jesus loved them to the end. To the end. Even when that day when they wanted to bring down fire from heaven and destroy the Samaritan village because it was lacking in hospitality and wouldn't welcome them and Jesus. Shall we call fire from heaven? Shall we destroy them? Every man and woman, every boy and girl, every baby. Should we just drop an atomic bomb on them? Jesus loved them even then. Even when the disciples were arguing which one of us is going to be the greatest. Imagine the ego, the narcissism, the selfishness. Which one of us is going to be the greatest in the kingdom, Jesus? He loved them even then. And then on that day, that Friday, when a cross was lifted up over Golgotha, and at noon, the sky turned completely dark from noon until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they had fled, they were gone. Even then, he loved them to the end. All of which signals that truth, that wonderful truth, that in our weakness, in our meanness, in our eagerness to get out of the way and walk on the other side on the Jericho Road, when human need is right in front of us, our willingness and eagerness to get away from that, our lukewarm devotion, our insistence that it's okay to revenge ourselves. If somebody has done something to us, we're going to get them back. We're going to make them hurt. Jesus loves us even then. In this and in every place like it, we are loved to the end. God loves us with a love that won't give up. And divine love rushes over us and through us and within us and beneath us. A flood, a torrent of blessing. Jesus loved them, us. Jesus loved them, us. To the end. Everywhere. And at every moment. And you know, Jesus doesn't do this even on his own. Even Jesus doesn't do this on his own. If you think that you can love, that you can forgive, that you can bless on your own, then you will quickly discover that none of us can love like Jesus loves. But even Jesus doesn't do this on his own, you see. At his baptism, we recall that moment where the heavens opened up and the Spirit came like a dove and there was this voice that says, "My beloved." And Jesus heard that voice, and for the rest of his life, he lives out of that blessing. It never slips out of his hand. The hold of that blessing never lets go. And we understand that Jesus' ability to do all that he did, to forgive on the cross, to bless those who cursed him, all of what he did to change the world, he does out of this power of beloved, of having been loved. He doesn't do it on his own. Even Jesus can't do it on his own. When I was a child, I was in Sunday school every Sunday, starting with, you know, cradle roll and all that stuff. And I remember my first Sunday school class when I was about 5 years old or 6 years old. I can see the room. I see the teacher. And I remember I could read at that point. I remember reading up on the wall of the Sunday school room that word from 1 John. And it was taught to us every week. It was, you could expect to hear it, regardless of what other lesson there was. This was always a part of what we heard every Sunday, where 1 John says, we love him because he first loved us. Before the commandment, before the mandate, there is this God who has already surrendered to us. There is this Christ who kneels before us, who kneels before us tonight. He has a towel and a basin, and the warm water flows over our feet, our cold feet, and he washes our feet, kneeling before us. And then there's the cross on a hill, the crucified God with outstretched arms of eternal welcome, regardless of what we have done, what we have failed to do, regardless of the depth of our darkness and our anger and our hatred and our sin and all of that stuff. We are welcomed and loved. God doesn't stop with anything at any place. And his plan to transform and renew and save our lives. And so we gather at the table. This is who we are. If you've stopped to do that tonight, this is who we are. The people whose feet have been washed by the Savior. And Maundy Thursday calls us to know that. By faith, we belong to God and to one another at this table. There's an old hymn, maybe you know it, you probably do, Rock of Ages. And then it says, cleft for me, a cleft in a rock. A cleft is an opening, it's a space. It's a space of safety and peace that the Rock of Ages has made a cleft, a space of love and welcome and belonging for me. But then it goes on to sing. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. You know, someday when I die, I expect to meet Jesus. That's where I'm headed. That's where we're headed. To meet Jesus face to face. And when that moment comes, I've got my speech ready. I've got it memorized. I know exactly what I'm going to say at that moment. And this is what it is. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We are loved to the end. And this harmony of goodness. And because we're loved this way, because the warm water has flowed across our feet and we have felt Jesus' towel washing and wiping. Because a cross is lifted, because there's a cleft in the rock. Because of all of this and much more. Now we are ready. Now we are empowered to offer ourselves up to the pain and the hurt of a suffering world. Now, we are empowered to love like Jesus. We surrender to one another. We take the towel and the basin. And we get on our knees before a suffering world. And we join God who in Christ loves this whole world, every particle and person in it. But of course, loving the whole world really comes down to loving the person right in front of us. Jesus does the saving. We're not the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus will save the world. And our task is to love the person as close as our touch. Because we are loved to the end, we take the towel. This, as we come to the table, this is who we are. Amen. And now we join together in our communion hymn. Loaves were broken, words were spoken. It doesn't say that you're supposed to stand. Let's stay seated as prayerfully we sing this hymn together.
Gather as Christ's guests and friends. we break bread and lift the cup, we are commissioned. We are commissioned to love as Jesus loved. To feed as we have been fed, to forgive as we have been forgiven, to love as we have been loved. This open table speaks of the shining promise of all barriers broken and all creation healed. And the communion meal that we celebrate here, wine is poured out and bread is broken, and we remember Jesus. We remember not only the promise, but also the price that he paid for who he was, for what he did, and what he said, and for the world's brokenness. We taste the mystery of God's great love for us, and we are renewed. We go from this table new, brand new. A new creation, God's own people. Let us pray together. O God, by the blood of the covenant and the waters of baptism, you have cleansed us from sin and made us one in Christ. Receive our thanks now at this table, that by the power of your Spirit we may love our brothers and sisters even as Christ has loved us. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit these signs of life and faith may speak again to our hearts, feed our spirits, and refresh our hearts. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this one, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Here we remember, Jesus took bread, broke it, shared it with his friends. This is my body, he said. That is for you. And then he took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. And so we come to this table to break bread, to share the cup, to remember who we are, who Jesus is, and to give that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we remember that Jesus said, this is my body, broken for you, that you may be healed. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
my body broken for you. Like manner Jesus took the cup, lifted it, blessed it, and shared it. The new covenant in my blood. Ministering and sharing in Jesus' name, the gifts of God for the people.
Oh,
And now, dear friends, go from this place with God's special blessing, the knowledge and experience of being in the center of God's eternal love. May that be your blessing and your strength and your hope. Hold fast to that. And in that strength and in that experience, let your light shine, let your love flow. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the strength and power of the Holy Spirit go with us now and forevermore. Amen.